Hello and welcome to Life with Purpose Radio. I'm Rod Hampton, ready to bring you more inspirational stories of people sharing Christ around the world.
Hello, I'm Juliana Smoke. Today we're going to speak with a church planter and pastor who is starting churches in apartment complexes.
I'm John Graham, and nobody can tell a story like Rhonda Rich. She's a nationally syndicated columnist and best-selling author, and she joins us on today's Culture Connection.
Hello, I'm Ron Lawson. Later we hear about the very real needs of millions of people around the world who just do not have enough to eat.
I'm Myrna Brown. Jason Roy is here with Building 429, talking about that incredible song from the War Room soundtrack.
Also today, how you can help flood victims in South Carolina through SBC Disaster Relief on our Mission Georgia Moment. That's this week's edition of Live with Purpose Radio. Taking church to apartment dwellers is the goal of In His Name. Let's get an inside look of this ministry from Juliana Smoke here on Life with Purpose Radio.
95% of apartment dwellers do not attend church for various reasons. That is why Pastor John Huebner from Gainesville, Georgia, is going to where the people are by planting churches in apartment complexes. He formed In His Name Ministry that coordinates community activities, Bible lessons, and helps with church planting. And he joins us today on Life with Purpose Radio. Hello, John.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. The ministry is less than a year old, and you all have already planted three churches in three separate communities. Tell us a little bit about this ministry.
The whole idea is not just to do ministry in the apartment communities, but to create permanent churches in the communities so that people can come and they can hear the gospel and they don't have to drive anywhere. They can come right outside their door and they can hear the message of Christ and they can respond to that. We started with a partnership with the Chattahoochee Baptist Association in Gainesville, and we've also partnered with the Georgia Baptist Convention as well as the North American Mission Board in order to reach out to these apartments. And the idea is to create a network of apartment ministries in the Chattahoochee Baptist Association. There's over 93 apartment communities, over 25,000 people living in these communities, with 95% of them not attending church. That's a lot of people that need to hear the gospel.
That is a lot of people. And do you find when you go in and plant a church in their community that it breaks down barriers?
Yes, it does. It takes some time to build trust so that people understand what you're about and what you're doing. It's easier to reach out first to the children and then to the adults. Some people will not go to your church because they have these perceived ideas about what your church is that really might not be true, but it doesn't matter. They're still not coming. And so you can come to our church as you are. You don't have to worry about finances. You don't have to worry about, you know, how you're dressed, where you're from, language barriers. None of that matters. You can just come as you are.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you go to the management at the apartment complex, are they open when you say, we want to plant a church?
Most of the time, management is very open to this type of thing because it helps to build the community. It helps to enrich the community. They like to see people doing positive things in their communities because many times only negative things happen. When you start putting positive things in there, many times it drives the negative out.
Right, right. And In His Name Ministries provides training and discipleship.
Yes, we do. One of the things that we do every Sunday is we get the leadership in the community. We gather together and we worship, we share ideas, pray together, and look for ways to grow so we can raise them up so that they can be leaders in their community as well.
Right, right. And I am sure you have seen lives changed in the process.
Just being there in the community gives you opportunity after opportunity to reach out to people that you just don't expect. I was in the community, a lady came who was homeless, living temporarily in that community, and because I was there, she started talking to me and was able to find her a place to stay. Within the next week, she came back and she showed me her key from where she was living and how God had provided her a place. And so it's just a way, because you're in the community, you're able to reach out to people because of your presence.
You know, John, this sounds like a powerful ministry that the Lord is using. And if someone would like to get involved with the ministry, how would they go about getting more information?
probably the best way to get information is through our website. We're at inhisnameofgainesville.org. You can contact me. We'd love to have people from the Gainesville area who are interested in doing missions work in Gainesville. This is a great way to do local missions.
We've been speaking with John Huebner with In His Name Ministry. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Juliana Smoke.
Life with Purpose Radio. One out of four girls is sexually abused before age 18. One out of six boys will face the same fate. Childhood sexual abuse can happen in your youth or children's program. Background checks are not enough. You owe it to your children to attend the Sexual Abuse Summit, October 22nd in Atlanta, Georgia. This one-day conference is open to anyone who works with children. You'll learn an abuse prevention system to protect your children and avoid crippling legal trouble. How to respond to an allegation of abuse. Changes in legal requirements and their impact on your organization. This event will help protect your children and your organization. Visit sexualabusesummit.com to learn more. Thank you for listening to Life with Purpose Radio. Telling stories is a great way to communicate and win hearts. Author and columnist Rhonda Rich shares some of her stories and more with Life with Purpose Radio's John Graham on today's Culture Connection.
Rhonda Rich is best known for her best-selling book, What Southern Women Know, which is now in its 33rd printing. And she also has a nationally syndicated newspaper column with an estimated weekly readership of over a million. She's appeared on dozens of television shows, including The View, Fox and Friends, CNN, and in the pages of People Magazine, USA Today, Redbook, Cosmopolitan, New York Times, Washington Post, Southern Living, and now she can finally add Life with Purpose Radio to the list. Rhonda, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
You know, you're known as a storyteller. Mm-hmm. But I'd love to hear your faith story. Can you tell our listeners your faith story?
Well, you know, I grew up immersed in it. My father is a bivocational, which I think that is a new term in the last 20 years. All we knew is he was spirit called and he had a garage through the week to pay for our family.
Yeah.
And he pastored churches in the North Georgia Mountains. We come from the foothills of the Appalachians. My father and my mother, whose father too was a spirit called preacher in the mountains, were people of such incredible faith and they undergirded us with that. And when I was 11 years old and we were going on a trip to Pennsylvania to visit some family, I kept thinking, what if I have a car wreck? Daddy just, he never pressed or pushed. He let all of his children, his grandchildren answer the call when God called.
Wow.
And he just encouraged us.
You've written several books.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite?
You know, different ones are my favorite for different reasons. What Southern Women Know, it was just, it launched me. It was a four-day auction for that book. The publishers in New York bid a lot of money to get the book, and it was just an outline. And that started everything. It became a runaway bestseller. My Life in the Pits is about my years in NASCAR, and that's very special because of the lessons I learned and the people there. What Southern Women Know About Faith probably would be my personal favorite because I told so many stories of my people and their faith and my mother and how they always believed that God would come through. And they were humble people. They didn't want mansions. They didn't want a lot of money. They just wanted God to see them through and carry them through to the other side for a home eternal in heaven. And that means a lot to me. My book, The Town That Came According, is a television movie. It was a best-selling book based on an experience I had in a little town when I was on book tour. No sex, violence, or cussing in it. Made Mama proud with that. And then There's a Better Day Coming. It's just a collection of stories from the people of the mountains who, even when times was their hardest, pushed through and held to the hand of the Lord and found a better day.
Mm. So is there a favorite story? That's probably like saying, is there a favorite child?
Yeah, I have two stories that are favorites. I love the story of being with Darrell Waldrop and his wife Stevie, who are great friends of mine, when he won the Daytona 500 in 1989, when prayer prevailed, when he should not have won. And I also love the story that's in There's a Better Day Coming of my aunt my great aunt Ferry Cannon, whose son was reported to be missing in World War II a few months after the war started, and then pronounced dead by the Army a year later. And she stopped the funeral they were having for him and stood up and said, "God promised me he'd bring my boy home, and I believe he will." And she walked out of the funeral, and he did, in fact, bring J.C. Cannon home 2 weeks, two months after the war ended. And so it's that kind of faith that I come from, faith that is so powerful in the face of impossibility.
God has risen you up to a platform that I'm sure as a North Georgia mountain girl you never expected. How's God used that in your life to reach others?
Well, he's just given me the platform through both of my books, and then from that sprung speaking engagements, which I never planned to do. I meet people all the time who say, "I'm a professional speaker." Well, I'm not. I'm a professional storyteller, and I learned from my daddy, who told great stories in the pulpit, and it compelled people to reach out. Storytelling, Jesus told stories. Mm-hmm. He spoke. He taught in parables. He taught in stories, and we are all, as Christians, so undergirded by the Bible's, the stories of the Bible, from Jonah to Job and into the New Testament. And I consider it a great pleasure that and privilege that God gave me a calling, and then he used this calling to reach secular and faith-filled audiences. And, God doesn't call all of us to go to Africa. He calls some of us to go to Walmart. And some of us get called into different places. And I got called into an arena that gave me a larger platform, that I get to tell these stories of people who have stood when times were so hard.
Well, it's a privilege to spend some time with you
Thank
today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. What's your website? RondaRich.com?
RondaRich.com. It's Rhonda without an H. R-O-N-D-A, Rich, R-I-C-H.
All right. And you can stay in touch there. Until next time, this is John Graham bringing you the Culture Connection.
Here at Life with Purpose Radio, we bring you weekly stories of people living their lives with purpose and caring Christians around the world. And as you listen, we hope our stories inspire you to live your life with purpose. We'd love to hear from you and get your feedback with your comments, questions, story suggestions. You can write us at stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. Again, our email address is stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. And you can also get connected with us online. Just head to facebook.com/LWP Radio. Or if you're on Twitter, our handle there is @LWP Radio. Hey, we're continuing to offer a free book as a way of saying thanks for being a listener. This week, the book is The Coffee Shop That Changed the Church from best-selling author Steve Parr. And it's yours free. Just go to lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. One more time, lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. And we'll send it to you free of charge. Well, back to this week's stories. Myrna?
Thanks, Rod. Jason Roy of Building 429 is here talking about that incredible song on the War Room soundtrack, Impossible.
Thanks, Myrna. Also yet to come, how you can help flood victims in South Carolina through SBC Disaster Relief on our Mission Georgia Moment. Right now, though, it's over to Ron Lawson in the Life with Purpose Radio studio with his story, Global Hunger Relief.
It's a daily challenge for millions and millions of people around the world. Where is my next meal coming from? Having enough food is a basic human need, and so many do not have the guarantee they will have enough food to live. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director for the Georgia Baptist Convention, talks with a leader who helps address the issue of global hunger each day. Let's listen.
I'm so glad to be on the phone today with Jill Wagner, who works with the Southern Baptist Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission and specifically works in support of hunger relief in the United States and around the world through the Global Hunger Relief Initiative, a very, very important ministry. Jill, thank you so much for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you for having me, Dr. White.
Jill, some of our listeners may not know about the Global Hunger Relief Fund. Could you tell us what we're trying to do through this initiative and maybe a little bit about the scope of the hunger problem?
Absolutely. Global Hunger Relief is a partnership of 7 Southern Baptist agencies. It's been around for decades. It was previously known as the World Hunger Fund, and some people may know it by that name. The IMB, NAM, WMU, Baptist Global Response, Lifeway, the Executive Committee, and the ERLC are the partners who work together to meet hunger needs around the world. And what that means is basically Global Hunger Relief is a giving channel. It's a way for people to give or churches and ministries to give directly towards hunger. So if you give money to GHR, 100% of that money goes directly to feeding hungry people, because the workers who are already involved with IMB, for example, are on the ground paid for by the IMB through the cooperative program, and those dollars can go directly to feed hungry people. The problem of hunger is vast. I know for me, in my daily life, it's not something that I encounter on a daily basis, but there are over 800 million people in the world today that are hungry. In the United States alone, 1 out of 6 people struggle with hunger. There are people who serve through the Southern Baptist agencies in both domestic situations as well as international to feed those. It's a particularly difficult problem for children. In the United States, 89% of homes with children are considered food insecure. This particular stat is mind-boggling to me. I have 2 small children. But that means that of the homes in the United States where they have kids, 89% of those are not sure where their next meal will come from. But that's where so many churches across the country are working through things like food pantries or through programs to help people gain better jobs, gain education, and put their families in better positions to provide food for them as well, to bring food to these hungry children. Internationally, there is a just staggering statistic that over 3 million children die each year because of hunger causes.
Now, when you talk about 800 million in the world who are undernourished and 3 million children, and I understand from our earlier conversation, that's 3 million children under the age of 5 that die every year.
Yes, sir.
That's 8,500 malnourished children dying each day. That comes to 1 child every 10 seconds. And that's for children under the age of 5. That's incomprehensible to most of us, certainly, who live in the United States. And we think about the many across the world who are suffering. I'm so grateful for what you're doing, Jill, and for this incredible ministry of Southern Baptist. I know that Southern Baptists have always made hunger relief a priority, and we continue to do so today. We do this in our local church setting with food pantries and food drives, and we provide assistance through our missionaries in the United States and abroad who are working with people who need food. Could you share some specific situations where Global Hunger Relief Funds assist with hunger needs?
Thinking about those small children who are particularly in need, there is a program in West Africa that is a part of a broader medical clinic, but Global Hunger Relief particularly supports a formula program where mothers can bring in their children, or family members or orphan care workers can bring babies who are not getting the milk that they need, many times because their mother is also malnourished or because they're an orphan, and they can get formula there, baby formula, to feed those children. We have some great resources available right now on globalhungerrelief.com where we have made video of these mothers talking about their babies being saved through the formula program that takes place in West Africa. And they don't have many options available. Many times they try to feed the babies rice water or cow's milk, but that's not really sufficient for a baby who's an infant. And so they bring them to the clinic and their physical needs are assessed. So I really encourage you to check out our website. So this is just one story. You think about all the other places where Southern Baptist missionaries are doing good work. In so many ways, they encounter hunger needs while they're sharing the gospel. And those go hand in hand. Giving to Global Hunger Relief is to take care of people, both physically and spiritually at the same time.
Jill, could you give us that website where folks can go to it and get more information?
GlobalHungerRelief.com. We have Global Hunger Sunday coming up in October, and so there are lots of resources available on our website. There are bulletin inserts, there are posters, there are lots of things available for churches to help share this message and the life-saving work of GHR with their congregations.
Thank you so much, Jill, and that's GlobalHungerRelief.com. Thank you for bringing attention to the needs of hunger all across the world and sharing ways that Christians can make a difference with the World Hunger Relief Fund. Jill, we want you to know we'll be praying for you in all of this effort, that God will continue to bless you. And thank you so much for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you for having me.
For more information on Global Hunger Relief, go to our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com. For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Ron Lawson.
Myrna Brown recently caught up with Building 429 to get an update on their musical mission and ministry, now on Life with Purpose Radio.
That record-breaking song will make you stand to your feet and sing your heart out. It's the first single from the new project, Unashamed, and Jason Roy from the Grammy-nominated band Building 429 joins us on Life with Purpose Radio.
You got a vision, you got a dream, but it feels a million miles away. You got your passion, you gotta believe that this is why you were made. It takes a little time, takes a little time. It takes a little time to see. I said it takes a little time, takes a little time. It takes a little time to believe. You can rise up on the typical. Such thing as impossible, and nothing is unreachable. When we trust the God of miracles, we know, we know, we know that there's no such thing as impossible.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I am doing well. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
I don't know how anybody can listen to that song and not get caught up with the music and the lyrics, both equally powerful.
Thank you very much. We definitely are in a time where we want to write music that is obviously highly energetic and is motivating alone, but then on top of that, to make sure that there's some depth and some wisdom and some encouragement there, you know, that's really kind of always been our focus. That's always been a special one. It's been a fun one for us to play, and it still is to this day. Every time we go out and play it, it sure is a lot of fun.
And every time I hear it, you know I see a jump rope.
Of course you would. Thanks to my friends, the Kendrick Brothers, of course, you would always see a jump rope. The War Room movie was just obviously still having impact around the globe. Those guys are dear friends of ours. And in fact, they had a huge impact on the finishing of our record called Unashamed. They called and wanted to use Impossible in the middle of one of their big scenes in the movie, the jump roping scene.
Yep.
And then it was really exciting to be involved in that. And I tell you what, that's kind of the shot heard around the world that movie is. And it's so funny. I've been playing music for 15 years, and you'd think that I was suddenly a rock star because of that movie. So it's pretty awesome.
It is. Your first album debuted back in 2000. I would say have become modern-day battle cries. Is that by design? I mean, are you thinking about that as you create?
Yes, no doubt about that. Of course, I'm the son of a soldier. He and my mom instilled in me that I need to live what I believed at all costs, and that with whatever platform I've been given, it was my responsibility to encourage others to do the same. Every football team at the high school has a fight song, and we have always been about trying to write fight songs for the people who share our faith. And so that's what you hear when you hear those songs on the radio.
So on this new project, Unashamed, tell us about some of your favorites. I mean, I know that's hard because they're probably all your favorites, but single a couple of them out for us.
The song Unashamed is powerful.
I am unashamed.
One of the things that's so important for me in my own life is that not that I'm just unashamed of the gospel, but that I'm also unashamed of how I've been changed by the gospel. I think a lot of times people don't want to hear us talk about the gospel that much because they feel like we're perfect or we're trying to be perfect. The beautiful thing about the gospel is that while we were filthy wretches and while we were broken and while we were desperate, we are unashamed of the gospel because it's the power of God for salvation for anyone who believes. The world needs salvation, needs saving, and only Jesus can save the hearts of men. And so I'm so proud of that song, Unashamed, and watching it hit people wherever they may be around the globe right now is actually very exciting.
You've written from your heart about bullying and reconciliation.
Oh, yeah.
Talk a little bit about that.
Maybe the first way for us to identify the reality that people are living in is that God comes to save sinners. and that we are in fact sinners in need of a Savior. And left to our own devices, we always turn to things that are ungodly. And I think that oftentimes we are a product of the situation that we have lived in. And so I grew up being somewhat bullied by even my father. I grew up being somewhat more than somewhat bullied by a lot of people at my school for my faith and for what I believed in. And of course, you know, when you grow up the son of a military man, you kind of fight back to the best of your ability. Yet at the same time, you're always scared and you're always nervous when you kind of come under fire. And the thing that I really wanted to dig down on, the catalyst of that bully's behavior, is that they themselves have been hurt very deeply somewhere, somehow. If we could see what's causing them to behave the way they are, we would actually have great pity on them. And we would actually desire for them to know the hope that we have in Jesus Christ.
Yes, indeed. Well, Jason Roy, it is a pleasure, always a pleasure, to have you on Life with Purpose Radio. The new project is Unashamed, and we really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
Hey, thank you so very much. I appreciate your time. God bless you.
God bless you. And for Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Myrna Brown.
This is Stuart Lang with Georgia Baptist Disaster Relief. I want to thank you, first of all, for praying for those in South Carolina who are experiencing flooding, and we just need to keep doing that and pray for the Lord's favor and blessing on them. I want to give you a quick update as to what our plans are. We have just recently been asked to adopt the area of Georgetown and Georgetown community. So we will be sending cleanup and recovery teams, mud out teams, and feeding chaplaincy to Georgetown to help the residents of that county with their flooding needs. So please be in prayer for us as we go. What can you do? And many people want to know the answer to that. So let me give you a couple of things that you can do to help the victims or survivors of the South Carolina flooding. Number one is keep praying. Number two is to make donations. You can go to the South Carolina Baptist Convention website or to our website and make donations. And every dollar that comes in will be spent for flood response in South Carolina. Here's another very tangible way that you can help. We are going to do what we call buckets of care for homeowners in South Carolina. And if you'll go to our website at gbcdisasterrelief.org, you can find information on what to put in a bucket and some instructions to put at the very top of that bucket. And then that will allow homeowners to start working on their own homes and know that we are going to represent Christ as we go and share His love with those who are hurting. Again, that website is gbcdisasterrelief.org. Thank you so very much for all of your help and support.
On Life with Purpose Radio, we believe that the truth of Christ is to be shared with everyone. We hope today's stories have inspired you to live life with purpose. As you heard about In His Name Ministry, Rhonda Rich, Global World Hunger, Building 429, and Disaster Relief Ministry through Mission Georgia. See you next time for more stories of people living their lives with purpose, and check out lifewithpurposeradio.com for more information on today's stories. Life with Purpose Radio is a production of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director, and in association with Southern Baptist State Conventions and agencies, including the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board, and is made possible by gifts through the Cooperative Program. I'm Rod Hampton, and from everyone here, thank you for listening to Life with Purpose Radio.